Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
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 Yeah, this is Brian from Day 26.
Brian, how's it going, man?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good out here working like a slave.
Glad to have you back home, Brian. It's been a while now. How you been?
Yes, man. God is good to me. I definitely can't complain.
Right. Hold on. I'm going to bring my co-host in, man. You remember my co-host, Miss Dubian, right?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I think I do.
Let me bring her in. Miss Nubian?
Yes.
Oh, I have Brian from Day 26 on. You know, your favorite member of Day 26.
Hey, baby
Hello,
girl.
Brian. What's up, man?
Huh?
What's going on?
Nothing much. It's working. Work. I'm out in Houston right now trying to beat this heat.
Ooh.
Brian, I'm going to go ahead. Brian? I mean,
yes,
Brian, right? Brian, I'm going to jump into
the...
Brian. So how you been, Brian? Brian, I'm confused right now because school told me it was Mike and Willie, but you never asked. You good, man. I just got me confused right now, so... I want to ask you, man, about your guys' new album, Forever in Your Eyes, man. What was it like working on this album, man? And what made you guys come up with that title?
Basically, Forever in Your Eyes is just a visual of Forever in a Day, which is in stores right now. If you don't got it, go get it. If you got it, go get it again. Anyway, basically, it's just a visual side of Forever in a Day. Basically, it actually started off as us just shooting a bunch of viral videos, you know, to kind of stay relevant between, the singles and things like that, to stay relevant on the internet. But, you know, we all were sitting down and, you know, we all came over the concept of, like, actually, you know, re-releasing the album, but, like, re-releasing it in a visual way and not just, you know, not just music. So we shot, I think, like 7 new videos to 7 of the songs that are on Forever in a Day. And, you know, we took it to the label. They thought it was a great idea, and they were cool with it, and hence, you know, Forever in Your Eyes.
Mm-hmm. Now, how involved was Diddy with this album as opposed to your other album?
The first album, Diddy pretty much, he kind of like, you know, drove that vehicle. Of course, you know, we were new, not a lot of experience. Well, some of us had experience, but, you know, in Diddy's eyes, none of us had, like, you know, experience. So, I think he played the safe role, and he kind of just pretty much, you know, guided that machine. But, this time around, you know, he kind of allowed us to do what, you know, or what we felt like Day 26 was. You know, he let it, you know, we did like maybe like, I think like 95% of the writing. We also did some co-producing. And, you know, of course, you know, he was busy away, you know, doing the Last Train to Paris with Dirty Money. So that kind of kept him occupied too and kept him out of our hairs. And yeah, I mean, this album is pretty much who Day 26 is.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about what do you think about the Day 26, the Danity Kane breakup? What do you think about that?
And
Brian, if you give us a scoop, man, what really happened, man? What really happened, man? Let us know what happened, man. What happened?
You know what?
I'll say this.
I'll say this. You know, it's real unfortunate. You know what happened. You know, with the ladies of Danity Kane. I mean, they were 5 extremely talented ladies. Like, I mean, I can honestly say, like, each and every individual in the group could definitely hold their own.
Right.
You know, it's unfortunate, you know, it happened the way it did. And honestly, I think where it went wrong was, you know, communicating, you know. When you're in a group, I mean, you're not only, you know, a singing group, you know what I'm saying, you're also a business. And I think that, you know, that kind of the you know, where it messed up at was the lines of communication. I think, you know, when you have great lines of communication in any situation, you know, I think it makes things a whole lot better. But once you lose that, you know, people are like, hey, you know, like, what's going on? So, I mean, I honestly think, you know, that's, you know, that was like, you know, the major thing. And, I mean, that played a major part in the breakup of Danny Kane.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's another question I need to ask. I mean, we all know you from when you had your little altercation with, what is her name? Boomcat. I'm going to get this.
Lorianne.
Lorianne, well, I call her Boomcat. You know.
Boomcat.
I Boomcat, that's right, Boomcat. How's things with you guys? Now, I'm pretty sure you guys have made up with that, you know, but you made a big controversy that was like all the way, wow, you know, but how's things with you and Lorianne right now?
Oh, man, things are great with me and Lorianne. Man, you know, we had our differences, you know, I mean, we had our little, whatever it is. It happened, we got over it, and we were, you know, able to move on and have a great, you know, friendship as well as a, you know, working relationship. I mean, Lorianne is extremely talented, and she's extremely dope at what she does. She's one of the best in the industry. So losing her would be a huge loss, you know, for Day 26. I mean, not only is she talented, you know, but you know, she was pretty much there from the beginning, you know, and, you know, picking the group and, you know, going on the road and, you know, picking the guys, you know, for season one and making the band for. So, I mean, Lorianne, she and I had, you know, a little spat, you know, we get over it, though, you know. I love Lorianne. She's like a big sister to me.
That's right. Yeah, she's a beautiful person. I had the opportunity to meet her at BET. And Brian, a lot of people don't know is that me and you are second cousins, and so, you know, so I had to put people didn't know that.
Yeah.
People didn't know that me and you are second cousins, man. And I had to put it out there, man. Miss Nubian, you have a question for Brian?
Yes, I'm saying. Okay,
I wanted to ask, you know, I know you say you're busy, you know, you're working now, so what do you do in your leisure time when you're not doing all that touring and stuff? What do you like to do?
Honestly, I'm always working because, you know, I have my own record company. Like I said, I'm in Houston right now, and I'm actually getting ready to hit the road with my hip-hop group, Cash and Associates. They're actually doing like a little promo run in Texas. So for the next 5 days, I'll be on the road with them. And, just work. Work.
That's good. Do that interfere with Day 26?
No, not at all. Actually, the guys actually work within my company or either get a share of my company, because I feel like, you know, if it weren't for Day 26, you know, none of the doors that's opening right now for me, it wouldn't be possible. So, I mean, it's only right in my eyes and in my heart to, you know, either, you know, share the love or even, you know, keep, you know, get the guys involved in what I'm doing.
And the single, I'ma Put It On You.
Hey.
Where did that come from?
I'll put it on you, girl. You know where it came from. Don't act like that. You know where it came from.
Well, yeah, I know what I'm thinking.
I'm
going to
over coffee one day and you know where it came from.
Yeah, sounds good.
I mean, not unless you want me to, like, to actually go in, because I will go in and explain.
Okay.
No, I'm just
That's
playing.
That's fine. I see you guys will be coming to Atlanta, Georgia, October the 10th.
Yes,
okay.
And I'm really excited about Atlanta. I actually live in Atlanta, actually.
Really?
So, Yeah.
I'm like an hour away from Atlanta, so I'm gonna try my best to get there.
Where you at? Columbus.
Well, I'm an hour away. Me driving. You know, on I-20. I'm near Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, Augusta, Georgia. Okay. That's what's up.
Right by Willacoochee, Georgia.
Georgia.
Willacoochee, yeah,
crazy.
Definitely country.
So crazy,
Brian, if I could ask this question, outside of outside of music, what other aspirations do you have?
I mean, I definitely would love to venture off into acting. Actually, I got a couple of movie roles that I'm reading over now. So you know, hopefully, you know, real soon, y'all will see your boy on the silver screen, on the big screen. But yeah, I mean, acting, you know, being a CEO. I'm actually working on a non-profit organization right now with a couple of the Houston rappers, like myself, Paul Wall, Slim Thug, and Trey the Truth. We're trying to get back to the community as far as like the inner city kids, and we're curated to start our own football league for like, you know, the kids that are like less fortunate. We're actually getting ready to invest in opening our inner city YMCA, things like that. So you know, just getting back, you know, to the community, because like, you know, we all like kind of, you know, had a rough time growing up, and you know, we definitely want to try to make things easier for the younger generation.
Mhm. Yeah, that's always a great thing to do, is to give back, you know, to the community.
Definitely.
Mr. Vegan, another question for Brian.
I want to know.
Yes, I'll marry you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna hold you to that. I'll be in Atlanta October the 10th. So definitely,
let me know.
I'm looking for you, baby. I'm looking for you.
Let me know, and I'll perform the ceremony. Go ahead, Miss Nubian.
Just wear red, because you know, red is my favorite color.
What? I got some red heels. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah,
I definitely got some red heels, and I also
you got some lingerie to go along with this.
What? Are you for real? I do. Definitely, I do. Yes. I want to ask you too. Yeah, I'm only 4'11". Is that okay?
Yeah, girl, I'm only five. I'm only like five, pushing 5'6".
Oh, what? Yes, definitely.
Yeah, girl. Our kids wouldn't have a chance in the world, you know, to be no basketball players. But hey, girl, we.
I want to ask you seriously. I want to ask you, what is it? What is the one thing that you take out of your time every day to do, no matter what you're doing? Is something that this you have to do every day? What is it?
I definitely take time to talk to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because you know, if it weren't for Him, you know, I wouldn't be able to, you know, be sitting on the phone talking to you and, you know, doing what I love to do the most, you know, which is, you know, my music and touch people, you know, through the music. So, you know, I definitely understand and know where my blessings come from. So I definitely take the time out to talk to Him and, you know, and you know, just let Him know thank you, you know, because He didn't have to do it, but He did it. Thank you, Jesus.
I feel you on that, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
That's absolutely right. Brian, man, whether you're on stage or whether you're in the studio, what type of message do you want your fans or your listeners to get out of your music?
I definitely don't want them to go out and make no babies. Listening to baby maker, but... No, honestly, I just, you know, really, it's not like not really a message, but I really want, you know, the fans out there to really, you know, when they listen to Day 26, like, wow, these guys are really putting that, they're all into it, because, I mean, we really do, and, like, it's kind of sad that, like, you know, the people don't really get to see, like, what goes into making a song, and how many hours go into it, you know, how many sleepless nights, you know, like early mornings and long nights that, you know, that go on, and, you know, and just putting it to one song. So, like, and I think it's a shame that a lot of people are out there, like, you know, download music and so on and so forth. So I think, you know, if people really knew what was put into one song, I think they would, like, really appreciate it a whole lot more, and I think the downloading would really stop. So, you know, hopefully, you know, they can hear that we're putting our all into it, and, you know what, I should stop downloading, see, and that's what I hope they do.
Yeah, we need to stop that, you know, so, you know, that you guys, you know, get what you deserve from, you know, from, you know, selling your music. Of course, you know, I know the industry is tough right now, you know.
Hello? Hello?
I don't know what happened to Timothy.
Are you still there,
Brian?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I don't know what happened to him. He always, like, clicks off, but that gives me
a
chance.
He must have a bootleg phone or something.
He must do. I have
anyway,
no idea.
You alone.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So,
definitely. I want to know, what is the last book that you read? What is the last book that you read?
I'm actually reading the Twilight series right now. I'm at the end of New Moon. So
Miss Vivian?
At the end of a New Moon. So yeah. That's the book that I've been reading. You know, every once in a while, not every once in a while. Like I try to pick up the Bible and read it, you know, every once in a while, you know, when I need some straightening up, you know, whenever I'm kind of veering right, I need to go, you know.
Yeah. I want to know why are you known as the one with the temper?
You know what? I'm so, you know, I don't know, and I guess it's the way I was portrayed on MTV.
Mm-hmm.
And for a minute, I was so upset about that, and I was just like, you know, I hated that, you know. But
and I'm listening to you, and I'm like, I'm really good with people because I major in psychology, and I'm listening to you, and I'm like, pull that, you know, that temper out of there. So I'm like, okay, they say you're known for the temper, and I can't feel it.
I'm definitely not the one with the temper, but I can tell you this. See, MTV, like, I even asked MTV, you know, why they portrayed me as that, and, you know, why was that the only thing that they were showing me? But, like, so, before we started filming the last season, they actually sat me down and they, you know, showed me some beef footage of me just kind of there. And, honestly, I was real quiet, and I was always to myself. I mean, I've always been that way since I was, like, a young boy. So it was like they were, like, almost forced to make me that way. If not, then it'd be, you know, boring Brian, you know, and they didn't want that. So they pretty much made me the angry black man on the show. I'm cool with that.
Miss Nillian?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, I'm sure. Cousin Brian, man, that is so true, man. Brian has been like that since a young little boy, and then I remember because we growing up together, he has been like that. He's the coolest dude you want to meet. This is why he's one of my favorite cousins right now, man.
I ain't gonna tell you about how you steal my toys and stuff, though.
He's my head. You can't do that on live here, man. You can't do that on live here.
You can do whatever you want, so. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
But I am, man. Of course, I'm getting some messages in the chat room. Man, asking you're single, of course, and of course you said yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, Miss Nubian just swept him off his feet, so you know he's not available anymore. And I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'll be in Atlanta on October the 10th, ladies, with the red.
Okay, that's the wedding. That's the wedding date. That's the way October.
In the lingerie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm 4'11", but they come all the way up to my mid-thigh. Yeah.
Hey, girl, you better stop.
Yeah.
And, Ms. Snoopy, is that the wedding date, October 10th? Is that the wedding date you guys going to get married?
Yeah, right.
Now,
man,
I don't mess around, get her hurt, man.
Our fans really, you know, really, really love us, man. They don't mess around, get her hurt.
Nah, y'all, just to set it right, you definitely don't want to bother Miss Nubian. I'm 4'11", but don't let that fool you. But, no, Brian is, I mean, hey, he's sexy as ever, but ladies, hey, go for it.
I was getting ready to call Creflo Dollin on to perform the wet, and don't mess things up now. It's too late. You are...
Bishop Magic Don Juan is going to be the pastor, though. It's already confirmed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that has to last a long time.
Yeah Wayne is my best man.
Wow. Little Wayne, don't you know what, Brian? Lil Wayne's the worst person being up right now. He's doing his thing right now, but, you know, shout out to Lil Wayne. We're not going to do this. We love Lil Wayne over here.
I heard Lil Wayne actually treat women very, very well. That's what I heard. Forget what you see on stage. He's a gentleman.
You know what? A lot of people don't know this. That dude is very, very, very humble. You know.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, and with all his success and you know, everything that's going on with him right now. You know, he's everywhere. And, like, for him to handle things the way he's handling, like, I take my hat off to him. Like, his dude is, like, he still remains humble. You know, I mean, he's extremely, extremely blessed. I mean, but, you know, Weezy is definitely doing his thing. So, big ups to Weezy.
Just big ups to Lil Wayne, of course. He's a friend to the show. And, you know, I actually did the media, Brian, I did the media for when they came to New Jersey. And, you know, that's when Drake fell off the stage. And,
oh, wow.
So, yeah, he's like 19 and can't stand up, you know. And, I mean, and this, Brian, this is the thing. They took him, four guys took him backstage, and he collapsed, and they collapsed with him. I'm like, he should have went back there by himself.
He's silly, man. He's silly, man. But shout out to Drake, too, man. I'm really awaiting his album.
But,
man, you're trying to get me in trouble, man.
No.
All right.
But this show is not about Drake and Wayne. This show is about Brian of Day 26, the man of the hour. Brian, so what else can you tell that you got going on, my man, besides the huge deal that you, the $20 million that you signed with Sony, what other deals you got going on?
I wish the $20 million deal was Sony. just my label, Ambassador Way Entertainment. I'm definitely trying to get that off the ground right now. I got a couple offers on the table right now. Not trying to rush, just trying to make, you know, the right decision as far as distribution is concerned. Just work. You know, Day 26, we had a new single out right now by the name of So Good. The video's available right now. I think we're actually going to walk it on to 106 and Park real soon, so y'all definitely keep watching 106 and Park, you know, to see your boys on there premiering the video. And
that's
also, a lot more to come from Day 26. A whole lot more to come from Day 26.
Now you say you have your own record label. Now Miss Nubian has been asking me, you know, she's trying to shop her music around. You know, she's trying to, because you know Miss Nubian can sing. Now, you know how they say sing, she can sing.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's been trying to shop her music around. She's been talking to L.A. Reid and, you know, and Clive, you know. So I don't know, man. Miss Nubian, maybe this is your chance to sign with Brian's label, you know, since you know.
You know what, Timothy? I'm gonna tell you like this, Brian. Just like y'all cousin and stuff like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put that in the same bag. Check it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shake it up.
I want to ask you about
Barack Obama. And you know he's the first black president.
Obama.
What did you actually think about that? Did you actually think that would even happen? Though we have a black president.
You know what? I prayed for it, and I know I woke up early one morning just to go and vote. And, the night of, you know, of the election, I instead of going out and partying like everybody else did, I went and sat with my grandma. She's my grandma's 94 years old.
Okay.
And, I wanted to kind of sit there, you know, with her and kind of experience that with her. Because, like,
right.
My grandma, she's seen a whole lot and experienced a whole lot, you know, from Lynching to, you know, now. So, I mean, you know, you can just imagine everything that she saw. And, like, for my grandma to be 94 years old and actually witness a black president, like, it was, you know, amazing to me. So, like, I mean, you know, I sat there and I was all teary-eyed and crying. And she was like, what would you prepare for? I was like, you know, Granny, you know, you've been through a whole lot, you know. She just sitting there with her, but, boy, you, yeah, but I'm all right, you know. So for me to be my age, I ain't going to tell you how old I am. But for me to be my age and to sit here with this 94-year-old woman who went through so much, and for her to see that and she was cool, and I'm sitting here whimpering like a little baby, I mean, it was a good feeling, man. So I'm very proud of Barack. He's definitely doing his thing, you know, especially, you know, in the day and age where things aren't, like, you know, exactly great, you know what I'm saying? But he's definitely stepping up to the plate and doing what he has to do as a president, as a leader, and definitely trying to make changes. And he's making changes slowly but surely. So
right.
I'm glad I cast my vote for him. I'm glad he got my vote.
That's right. Now, Brian, I know how old you are. I remember when you was born, so you're not fooling me, man. I know how old you are, man.
Yeah, we ain't going to disclose that to the... No,
when you talk to Grandma, tell her I love her, man. Tell her I said hello and tell her I love her, man.
I definitely will.
Miss Nubia, you know your question for Brian? Another question for Brian?
No, I just again...
I wear size 12, girl.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. I'm writing all this down, I hope you know. But just basically just commending you on all your success and, you know, your humbleness and just being obedient and stopping. You answered that question correctly. I asked that for a reason because I think everybody should, you know, at least stop and just give that thanks. You know, no matter where you are, stop and do that every day. And I just want to commend
yes,
you.
Man,
and, yeah.
Nothing is possible without them.
That's right.
Brian, if I could ask you this question. Everybody's surprised to see Whitney Houston back in the game. What do you actually think about her return?
You know what? I'm really excited, man, because, you know, I'm not real big on, you know, talking about people or talking about people behind the back or just bringing
them down. No, I mean the force of returning her for music. I'm not saying anything bad about Whitney because I love Whitney myself.
No, I'm getting there. Trust me.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, through all of that, like, Whitney, you know, she's still beautiful. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
she still has a beautiful voice.
Right.
She is, you know, the original Beyonce. She's the original Carrie Hilson. She is, you know, the original, you know. So, like, for her to go through everything she's gone through and still be here, still putting out great music, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about it. She's doing her thing, and I'm a huge supporter of Whitney Houston.
Okay. Brian, I had Freddie P on not long ago from the band. From the band. I had him on a little ago. What's up with Puff? How's Puff doing?
He's doing good. Actually, Puff has an album coming out, Last Train to Paris with Dirty Money,
mm-hmm.
in September. So y'all be sure to get y'all copy of that once they drop. Yeah, I mean, you know, Puff's doing his thing. I mean, Boss Man is definitely doing his thing.
Okay. Quince, Brian, I'm not gonna keep you no longer, man. You know, I know you're busy, man.
Nah,
we both busy.
Nah, man, you're
both
good, man. I'm sitting up here. I'm in the process of moving, man. So I'm sitting up here buying boxes and tape, man. You good?
Okay, man. Because you know, we don't get to see each other that much, man. You know, not even we know.
Yeah,
really,
you got no. We can't poke it on, man. You don't get to see each other that much.
You know,
so,
you got my number. You don't even call. I'm like, man, what's wrong with this man? You know,
nah, man, you change your number like you change your drawers, man.
Uh-oh. Oh my goodness. Brian, you got the label, of course, man. I can't, man. We should do some music together, man. We should do some music together. We should have record a single together, man. Cause I know it'll be a Grammy nomination. Maybe even win the Grammy for the single, man.
And you never know, man. You never know.
Cause you know anything I touch turns to gold.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say happy birthday for one because guys are what, August 26th.
2007? Yes.
That's right.
Today was our birthday.
Right.
Yeah, we getting old now, y'all.
When is your real birthday?
February 17th. I'm an Aquarius.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, Miss Nubian, you know about them Aquarius, is Miss Nubian.
Oh, yeah. Mine's September the 30th, so.
Hold on. September 30th. Hold on, that means you are
a lovely Libra.
Yeah, I was about to say that. You know what? Oh, and you know what's crazy? Is they say, I'm not just saying this because you're on the phone. Honestly, they say that my perfect match is a Libra. But every Libra, like almost every girl I've dated, and it's not that I look for them. It's just like every girl that I've dated has been a Libra, but they always end up doing me wrong.
I don't know. Maybe you ran up on the wrong Libra. So
I'm not
in the business for treating people wrong, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what they all say. That's what they all say.
You're right. That's what they all say, but this is what Miss Nubian is saying. Okay?
Okay.
But anywho, yeah, happy birthday on your success, the group. Tell everybody, Miss Nubian, say hi. Yeah.
I definitely will. Miss Nubian.
Yes, Ms. Nubian, yes. Because I know the last time that I was on with Timothy, he had me on to talk with you guys. I had a chance to talk to, I think, Will and Mike, if I'm not mistaken, because Mike is, like, from South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I actually live in South Carolina, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I thought you just said you lived in Augusta, Georgia.
No, no, no. I am. No, no, no.
Uh-huh.
I work
yeah,
in Augusta,
uh-huh.
Georgia, but I live in South Carolina. I'm just telling all my friends.
Yeah, I know. That's what they all say.
No,
yeah.
Brian. Brian.
I'm just playing. Yeah, yeah.
Brian,
no, yeah.
No, Brian. She's moving. She's gonna buy a huge house in Alpharetta, Georgia, for like $2.5 million. So, you know, she's getting ready to move pretty soon. So, you know.
Are you serious? I am, Brian. Listen, I am too country to move to Atlanta. I'm very low key, and you know, that's just me. Seriously, Atlanta is a little bit too fast for me. So, I'm gonna stay where I am.
But I mean, I'm from the country. I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm a country boy from my heart. I ride horses and everything.
Really?
Let me know. Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on in your background? Is there somebody screaming in the background?
Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I have another question for you, man. I don't even know what to ask, man. How's the family doing, man? How's cousin Malik doing? How's everybody doing?
Malik went to jail, but you know, everybody else is everybody's good. You know, we just been just working, you know, and living life and trying to beat this heat down here in Houston. And that's about it.
Now you know, day 26. DS Boys manager having invited me to come down there, man, to see, you know, to see everybody. You know, they live down there, man. And
I'm
down there,
right?
But, huh?
The DS Boys, those are my dudes.
Yeah. See, man, you know, I'm cool with them, man. I'm cool, very cool with them. I got everybody's number, man. So I talk to them on a regular basis. Shout out to the DS Boys as well.
Yes, sir.
Brian, anything else you want to put out there about your ex girlfriend that threw beer cans at you? What else you want to put out there, man?
She shout out to my ex girlfriend. She's kind of crazy. She took my beer cans, you know, beer that I bought, and threw them at me. So sugar shade, you owe me.
Brian, who do you look forward to working with in the near future on your music? Who do you look forward to working with?
Weezy, of course. Drake. Just anybody that's doing good music, man. I would definitely love to work with anybody that's doing good music, real music. Making your soul feel good. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try to meet up with come see you one day, man. It's been so long, man. I look so different, man. You probably wouldn't even recognize me, man. It's been so long.
I probably wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Did you cut your hair?
Huh? No, I still got the braids like you, man. I still got the braids.
Oh,
like
okay,
you,
okay. You know, somebody told me, you know, I'm saying that you would cut your hair, and I was like, oh no! But he, they was like, no. You know, he cut his hair, and I was mad. You know, I said, it's good. You know, good to hear that you still got your braids.
I still got the hair now. I'm trying to go a little longer, man. I'm trying, I had one from Dreads, and I got the braids, so, you know, I'm trying to switch up, you know, trying to look different, you know what I mean?
I got you, you know what I'm saying? There's some stuff that make your hair grow, like real, real, fast, though.
No,
I just keep cutting my hair. I just keep cutting mine, like, that's what my hair is not growing, but I just keep cutting it, because I don't like real, real long hair.
No, I'm not going to let it go too long, you know, because, you know, we have Indian in our family, so, you know, I hear, you know, it goes so long.
Yeah,
you know,
it just grow like that, you know, and you know, it's just hard for, you know, to keep it managed, so that's why I keep cutting. Yeah. See? Y'all going Indian in our blood, man? Dang.
Yeah, that's the trick, man. I think that's where the angerness came from that we saw on MTV.
Yeah, because, you know, they, you know, the, you know, our people just being so, and what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Never mind. I'm going to shout
out. Help him out. Help him out, Miss Newbie.
What in the world are you looking for? You guys hear this rain? It is raining really bad here in Georgia.
Hold on now. You said Georgia at first. Then you said South Carolina. Now you're back in Georgia. Do you follow
I work in Georgia, but I live in South Carolina. It's like a 10-minute difference. Seriously.
What?
Yeah. Ask Mike about it. He knows.
Hold on. What, you seeing Mike as well? Huh? Is that what it is? You seeing Mike? Huh?
Oh, man, you need to be in movies, man. You definitely need to do a movie. I think I hear a little Ike Turner coming out of you. Yeah.
I'm just trying to get anime.
Yeah. Look, I don't want the cake, Ike. I don't want the cake.
Eat the cupcake, bro.
I don't want the cake, Ike.
I didn't say cake. I said cupcake.
I don't want the cupcake,
no,
Ike.
Come on.
But no,
come
seriously.
Anime. Eat oatmeal cookies.
I don't like oatmeal. I can blend it to it.
I don't care. Eat it. You're going to eat it. Man, let me stop, man. May he rest in peace, man. I'm tripping, man. I'm going to be
like, if I could ask you, everybody else is coming out with a reality show. Is it possible you're going to be coming out with your own reality show?
You know what? Whatever the good Lord, you know, blesses me with, then, you know what I'm saying? I would definitely do it, you know, if the opportunity came about. But, you know, I mean, there's definitely, you know, no other, you know, solo ambition for myself. You know, it's definitely day 26. You know, that's my main focus right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you never know what the good Lord has in store. So.
That's right. Now, my Brian, I want you to hear this. Miss Newby, I have a question for you. Now, I know everybody's coming out about Michael Jackson, the biological father supposed to be coming out. Now, I'm hearing that you are supposed to be Blanket's biological godmother.
The biological godmother.
I'm the biological godmother. Oh, boy, that's a new one. I may be that. I never heard of that. I may be that. I don't know.
Nah, you know what, man?
Go ahead.
Nah, just touching on that Mike Jackson thing. Like, I was, like, real hurt, you know, about the whole situation. And honestly, I think it's a shame that, like, people are, like, you know, still going at it and saying this and saying that, man. Just let the man rest in peace. I actually got a Michael Jackson tattoo on my forearm. You know, a lot of people don't know, you know. I pretty much kept it from the media because, like, I didn't want, like, the whole, you know, whole world, like, oh, here he goes, jumping on the bandwagon with everybody else. But honestly, the day after Michael passed, I actually got the tattoo on my forearm. Michael meant a whole lot to me. He definitely was a huge inspiration to me. He definitely inspired me to do what I do. And honestly, except for Michael, there wouldn't be a Usher or Chris Brown or Day 26, you know, for that matter. So, you know, let's just let the man rest in peace, man, and you know, leave his family alone. And, you know, they're not even allowing his family to, you know, to mourn or grieve because, you know, it's just so much BS going on, you know, going on. So let that man rest in peace.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's all I have to say.
I agree with you. I just, my thing is that I just hate because even if, you know, whatever was happening while he was alive, that is all coming out now. And a lot of people, they didn't bother him that much when he was alive. You know, nobody was bothering Michael, but you knew that he was, like, the best. So, and plus, and the kids, leave those damn kids alone. Don't bother those children.
Exactly.
You don't want them to, you know, they got to hear all of this.
Exactly. And it's not like those kids did anything wrong to anybody.
Yeah.
Or it's not like Michael did anything wrong to those kids other than love them. So, I mean, just let that man rest in peace, let his family be, and, yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody's just trying to monopoly off of his death, monopoly off the, you know, trying to find out who his who the children's father is. I mean, Michael is their dad, so they need to keep it that way. That's the way they have.
Exactly.
They're used to it, so just leave it alone. I mean,
exactly.
And I wish
exactly.
they'd go ahead on and bury him. I don't like that. I mean,
they,
no, they've been James like that for a long time. Well, James, no. James is buried in his daughter's backyard in Augusta, Georgia.
Right.
Okay, here's the thing, Brian and Timothy. I mean, my mom, she's not with me anymore. A lot of people know that my mom, she's not with me. But Mama gonna have to go to the cemetery.
Right.
Mama already know. I mean, that's not going to happen. But James is actually, he's buried in the back of his daughter's yard in Augusta, here in Augusta, Georgia. Well, I'm in Augusta now, Brian, because I just got off of work. So here in Augusta, Georgia, that's where he's buried. Whatever.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, so I think they just need to go ahead on and bury Michael.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely do that. But I don't know, man. Like, they just need to leave Mike alone, man. Leave Mike alone.
Brian, I'm not gonna keep you no longer, man. You wanna give your shout outs and everything, man?
Yeah, man, shout out to the rest of the members of Day 26, man. Those are my brothers, my partners in crime. They are who I go to war with. Shout out to Star Trek Management, of course. If anybody's trying to book Day 26, y'all can book it just go to booking Day 26 at StarStruckManagement.com. Shout out to the whole Ambassador Wave Entertainment family. That's my record company. Cash and Associates coming soon. They got two singles dropping. One featuring myself called I'll Hustle, and another by the name of None of Your Business. So y'all should keep your ears open and your eyes open as well to hear the new single from Cash and Associates. Video coming soon. We're shooting a video in about 3 weeks. So,
Give the websites out too, man. Day 20, your website as well.
Definitely. You can find everything that's going on with Day 26. You can go to day26online.com or you can go to badboyonline.com. You can also find out more about my label if you go to myspace.com/ AWE Music. 02. Again, that's AWE Music 02. That's about it.
Okay. Brian, you're my favorite cousin. I appreciate you, enjoy having you. But before I do that, Mr. B, got one last word for Brian?
No, hey, thank you so much for spending your time talking.
Okay. Thank you all so much. Thank you all so much. God bless you. And forever in your eyes in stores right now. Available on iTunes right now. And forever and a day in stores right now. If you don't got it, go get it. And if you got it, go get it again.
Brian? Brian?
Yes, sir.
Brian, thank you for coming on the show, man. I appreciate you. If you need me, call me, man. If you need to borrow money, man, you need help with your car payments, man.
That man don't need to borrow no money from you.
All right, man. Y'all be blessed, all right?
Okay,
you too, man.
All right, God bless.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Bad boy.
Bad
no
boy.
Brainer right here. Day 26.
Day 26.
We're right here. Come on. All the ladies gonna rush the dance floor.
Young Jock.
Please believe.
Let's go.
Yeah. Hey. Throw them deuces up and add a six on it. The homie Young J.O.C. about to spit on it. Yeah.
All right. Come on. Hey, yo. This bad boy. Day 26. Jock. They call me Diddy. Let's go.
Hey, I go deeper than rap. Had it bad enough. Tell your man you had enough. Till it's pack it up. He too busy acting stubborn. Now you wanna patch it up. Here's a TIP for you. I give her what she asking for. Live her life domestic, bro. Feel it all in her back and stuff. Stretch it like elastic, man. How the hell did you pass this up? Now she in rehab addicted to my one-eyed monster. Poke that nigga like Riri and call it acupuncture.
Ooh. Ooh. In the club, dressed looking like it's painted on. I can tell that she ain't got any panties on. But baby, that's the way that I like it, yeah. And I know she's from the hood. The way she drop it so hard. Booty bumping like the sounds in my car. She should let me take it up a notch. Get her off the block. tastes good to my God and it's all on him. Get it.
Hello, ladies.
Yeah.
I know you miss me, baby.
Songbook.
I don't think I met you before, though. But listen,
put my number in your phone. And when we get about the club, girl, call me up. Put my number in your phone. Just forget about your man, baby, call me up. Put my number in your phone.
Both of us are mad for nothing,
fighting for
nothing,
crying for
nothing.
Whoa.
But we won't let it go for nothing. It feels like I caught the flu.
Cause sick from all these lies and these games. Hell, sick from being the reason we turn up this way.
Got me acting.